All right, let's catch up with Jason again this week at Woodland Firearms in Berrigah and get ourselves a Southern Houghton County and Berrigah County report and maybe even a little Keweenaw Bay today. Thanks for giving us some time, Jason.
Yeah, no problem, Adam.
I've been hearing great things from your area across the board, actually. Bird hunters, bow hunters are just ecstatic right now, it sounds like. The rut is on. I want to double check on that with you. Plus, I actually have been getting great reports from a handful of fishermen on Keweenaw Bay, too, so lots to talk about. Let's jump in with your bow hunters' reports. You seen any nice bucks lately?
Yeah, we had a 10-pointer in here the other day. I think it was Saturday. Nice rack. Neck was puffed out a little bit, and it was 164 pounds taken with a crossbow, older gentleman. So that was a nice deer. We did get back with the other guys that shot them other bucks there a week ago or so, and they processed them, and they said a lot of fat on them deer.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that's the weather we got coming or, you know, the acorns like we were talking before, but a lot of action out there. Guys are getting a lot of pictures of bucks. And so.
Well, that's good. So you think the rut's in full swing? Is that what you're seeing and also hearing from your customers?
I think so. I've been hearing that, yeah, the bucks are in full rut. Yeah, they're chasing does.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I'm curious about these buck sticks that we talked about last time, because I had somebody actually mention it to me that that's not the only products that the same company has, and I want you to explain what that is, first of all, again, for those that didn't hear us a week or so ago. What is a buck stick, and then maybe go into these other product lines they have?
Yeah, so the buck stick, it's like a branch that you stick in the ground. The middle of the branch has like a foam insert in it, and then it has leaves that you flare out on top and stuff, and you get a kit with it. You get the preorbital forehead gland, interdigital gland. You put these scents on the buck stick, and it's supposed to mimic other bucks coming in and marking their territory. So then, you know, if you have a dominant buck in the area, they catch that scent, they come in, they want to know who's there. Pretty neat. We've sold quite a few, and guys are getting some pretty decent pictures of deer coming up to that buck stick and checking it out. So,
wow.
They also now, they just came out with buck branch, which you can screw into a tree. It's kind of like a branch wand, same type of thing, and a rut stick, which I'm yet to see that one. We got them on order, but not quite sure how that one works yet.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this kind of works out as we get closer to firearm deer season, of course. But it sounds like the bow hunters are having some success with it. And I don't know of anybody that shot a deer over it yet, but a lot of trail cam pics. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes, that's what I'm hearing. I don't know of anybody that shot a deer over it yet either, but we just got them late last year. So that was kind of a short stint there. And now this year, guys are buying them. And we're yet to see if they're going to be shooting anything over them, but I'm sure it's going to happen.
All right, well, I really appreciate the info on that, Jason, and we'll be anxious to hear how those products work out. And when you get that rut stick in, too, if it's any different, that'd be kind of neat to talk about as well. So we'll look forward to that, but let's take a break. And when we come back in the next Outdoor Report, I'd like to talk birds with you, possibly some fishing, and anything else you got going on.
Yeah, sounds good.
Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berrigah. Stay tuned. We'll get back on with him later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.